Today's daf is Lamed Chet. We're going to start at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Bet at Amar Rav Papa, six lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Matniti Nami Daika De Katane Ganavte Et Shori V'Hu Amar Lo Ganavti Mashbi Achani V'Hu Amar Amin V'Ilu Ganavti Et Avdi Lo Katane. We're in the middle of a discussion about karka. Do you take a shvuat hapikadon on karka? Or something that's mushua bada karka. So now he says we can also be medayik this from the Mishnah, because note the case in the Mishnah they brought of damages. They brought ganavta et shori, you stole my shor. And it doesn't say ganavta et avdi, my time. Alav mishum de'evit itkish lekarkaot, ve'em yivim korban al kfirat shibu karkaot. Isn't it because we've already learned that Eved has a din like karka? It's not considered like movable items. And therefore, doesn't this prove the fact that this case is not mentioned in the Mishnah? Wouldn't that prove that it wouldn't be the case if it were going to have Tiet Avdi, because Avdi is like Karka, and therefore you wouldn't bring a korban on denying anything that you owe, that you would owe land? Amar Papi Mishmei Derava. No, I disagree with you, he says. Why? Ema Seifa, and this goes back to when we read the Mishnah, I said we'll get back to this. The last line of the mission is Zeha Klav, Kol HaMashalem HaPiatzmo, Chayav HaShe'enu HaMashalem HaPiatzmo, Patur. And we said, what's the point of saying that? It was very clear already from the Mishnah beforehand that if it's a Knas payment, which means you're Enu HaMashalem HaPiatzmo, then you don't have a Shvuat HaPikadon, right? You're not Chayav HaKorban. So why would it need to say at the end, this is the klal, if you're mishalem al piatzmo, you're chayav, and if you're not, you're patur? What's the point of saying it? So he says, zakal kol mishalem al piatzmo chayav, shenem mishalem al piatzmo patur, zakal la'atu yemai, what case must be that? That must be coming to include something that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. La'atu ye ganavte et avdi. In other words, maybe that case is coming to include another case in the Mishnah that wasn't mentioned explicitly, which would be the Eved case, which would mean that we can't prove from our Mishnah, if Eved is like Karka, that we can't prove this halacha, that there's no shvuat pikadon on kfirat shibu karkaot. Okay? And therefore, elamehal lekel mashmo. Now, you can't prove this point from our Mishnah. Okay. Moving on. Shvuat pikadon ketzad. Okay, so that was just the end of which cases does this apply to. Now we have this case, okay? We're going to now go back to the Mishnah. You can look at your sheets that I gave out today. The part of the Mishnah that we're dealing with is right there, or you can look back at the Mishnah, which is, there was this case where there was a three-way machloket. So we're now going to see there's a Mishnah, right, our Mishnah. There's a Braita that has a bit of a different version. And then we're going to have two different explanations of this Braita, and each one is, you know, one is going to prove, is going to be able to support his reading more from the Braita, and one is going to be able to support his reading more from the Mishnah, okay? Because the Mishnah and the Braita don't exactly coincide. They don't exactly contradict either, but we're going to see there's two different explanations to this Braita. It's a bit complicated. That's why I charted it all out. Let's start with the Mishnah. Hayu chamisha tovinoto. Okay, there were five people demanding money from this one person. Amrulo, tein lanu pikadon sheyesh lanu biyadcha. So they all said, give us the money that you owe us. So the first case is Shvua she'en lachem biyadi klum. If he makes a general swear, I swear you don't have anything, eino chayav el echad. He's chayav only one. But if you say Shvua she'en lacha biyadi v'lo lacha v'lo lacha, and not to you, and not to you, and not to you, then we have a three-way machloket. Tanakama said chayav al kol echad v'echad. He has to give everyone individually. Rabbi Eliezer said ad shiomar shvua ba'achrona. He has to say shvua at the end. Which we said there was a bit of a debate. Is he have to say shvua at the beginning and the end, or just at the end? And Rabbi Shimon says, ad shiomar shvua l'chol l'cha v'echad. He has to say, shvua she'en l'cha biyadi, v'shvua she'en l'cha biyadi, v'shvua she'en l'cha biyadi. Otherwise, it's all considered one thing. Now we're going to read the Braita. Tanu Rabbanan. Klal eino chayav ela achat. Prat chayav al kol echad v'echad. If you say it generally, okay, which is the whole problem, you can obviously see what's going to be the problem. It doesn't say what klal is kalal and what prat peret is, or prat and klal. So if he says a general statement, then you're only chayav one. If he specifies, then you're chayav kol echad ve'echad. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir. Notice Rabbi Meir didn't appear in the Mishnah, but what do we generally say? Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. So we can assume, maybe, we can assume that Tanakam is Rabbi Meir, okay? So, according to this, Rabbi Meir says, if you say a general statement, you're chayav one. If you specify each person, then you're chayav on everyone. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, obviously, otherwise he wouldn't be listed separately. And here's where going to be the debate is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shvua lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha, chayava kol echat ve'echat. Now, wouldn't you think that that's prat, right? Shvua lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha, chayava kol echat ve'echat, which means he agrees with Rabbi Meir, which can't be. So therefore, it must be that Rabbi Meir doesn't mean this case is the prat. Okay, so we're going to have to figure out what case does Rabbi Meir think is the prat and what does he think is the klal. Okay, everybody see the difficulty? Again, because Rabbi Meir just says, if he generalizes, then you're only chayav achat. And if you specify, then you're chayav on everyone. And then Rabbi Yehuda brought a case which we would have thought is he specifies because he said, lo lechava, lo lechava, lo lechava, lo lecha. So the question is, what does Rabbi Meir mean when he says klal and prat? Okay? Now the rest of the two is not relevant to our discussion, but it matches exactly what we said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer lo lechava lo lechava lo lecha shvua. If you put shvua at the end, chayava kol echat ve'echat. And Rabbi Shimon Omer ad shemar shvua lechol echat ve'echat. Right? He has to use the term shvua for everybody. So first explanation. Okay, you can follow along in the charts also. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar says now in the name of Shmuel, we're going to eventually just refer to this as Shmuel. Shmuel says, Klalosha Rabbi Meir, Pratosha Rabbi Yehuda. And Klalosha Rabbi Yehuda, Pratosha Rabbi Meir. Okay, that was very clear, right? So, what does this mean? The Prat of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning, let's start with that, okay? Because we know what the Prat of Rabbi Yehuda is, because he told us. What's the Prat of Rabbi Yehuda? You can follow in the chart, the first chart, yeah, the second chart on the page about the Braita. Shvua lo lechava lo lechava lo lechava, right? Chayava kol echat ve'echat. That's the Prat. According to Rabbi Meir, that's a klal. If you say, and not to you, and not to you, and not to you, because you use the vav achibor, you connected them, and not to you, and not to you, and not to you, he views that as one statement, and you're only chai of one. That's Shmuel's understanding. Okay, so in that case, since you combine them all with the vav, that's considered only one. But what's the klalosha Rabbi Yehuda, pratosha Rabbi Meir? So now, what would you assume? So first of all, just look at the braita, okay? Look at the chart. On the chart, Rabbi Meir says, the klal is eino chayav el echat, and Rabbi Yehuda says, shvua lo lecha v'lo lecha, chayav kol echat ve'echat, right? So that's, we're going to assume that that must be the case they disagree about, because the prat is chayav kol echat ve'echat. So on the prat, he agrees. So what you have to say is, the klal for Rabbi Meir is not, right, is the prat of Rabbi Yehuda, because they disagree about that case, that when he says, klal eino chayav el echat, that's where he's coming to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. And there must be an additional case, which is what? Look at the next chart, the chart of Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. If you say, shvua she'en biyadi, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, without the vav, okay, you didn't say, and you, just you, and not, you say, I swear, I don't have yours. I don't have yours, I don't have yours, I don't have yours. Then Rabbi Meir views that as a prat. Okay?
Each
is separate. And you'd be chayava kol echat ve'echat. But Rabbi Yehuda would view that as a klal. Okay? He would think, no, that's combining everyone. It's only vav achibor that you're taking additional things upon yourself. And that's their machloket. Yeah.
Klal, you mean all-inclusive?
Klal means, yeah, klal, right. Prat is you specified each person, and if you specify each person, that means you're going to be chayav individual korbanot. A klal means you brought them all as one unit together, and therefore you're only chayav once. Okay, so again, according to Shmuel, let's just look at the chart. If you say, not to you, and not to you, and not to you, okay, that's clearly from the Braita, that's the case Rabbi Yehuda said. We view that as everybody individually, but Rabbi Meir disagrees and says, no, since you use the vav, that means you view them all as one unit, and you're only chayav achat. And if you didn't use the vav, then they flip their shitot, okay? And then Rabbi Meir says, oh, you didn't use the vav, that means you're specifying each person individually. And Rabbi Yehuda views that, no, you're saying not you, not you, not you, not you. The vav adds additional chiyuvim. Without the vav, it's not individual chiyuvim. That's Shmuel's position. It's a bit of a strange one because nobody mentioned the case without a vav anywhere, right? It seems weird. Okay, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hakol modim bivelo lecha, shu prat. Everyone agrees if you say, and you, right, and not you, and not you, and not you, that means, you know, right, you're going to be chayab for each individual, okay? Which actually makes the Braita complicated, because Rabbi Yehuda comes to the Braita, right, Rabbi Meir said in the Braita again, he said, klal, you're chayab one, prat, you're chayab for each individual one, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, if you say, shvua, lo lechava, lo lechava, lo lecha, you're chayab on everything, you're chayab to you know, for each individual, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with Rabbi Meir about that. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say, well, they all agree about that case? Okay, so we'll have to deal with that. So he says, everyone agrees, v'velo l'chashu prat, lo nechleku ela b'lo l'cha. The disagreement is about without the vav. If you say lo l'cha, lo l'cha, lo l'cha, lo l'cha, that's where they disagree. The Rabbi Meir is going to say, that's the prat. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says, then how do you read the Braita? Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say the only case where you're chayav al kol echat ve'echat is if you say shvu lo l'cha v'lo l'cha. But if you said it without the vav, then we view that as one statement, right? And you're only chayav al echat. Was Rabbi Meir who says, if you're klal, you're chayav echat, but if you're prat, you're chayav al kol echat ve'echat. He's trying to say that your prat is, right, l'nechku ela v'lo l'cha, Rabbi Meir omer prat, and Rabbi Yehuda omer klal. Now, what's the problem? What's the klal according to Rabbi Meir? Because according to Rabbi Meir, then what comes out? Whether you say lo lecha or vilo lecha, Rabbi Meir views this all as your chayav on each individual one. So what case was it in the, and Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say, you're only chayav to bring into each individual one if you have the vav. Without the vav, it's considered one thing. So then when Rabbi Meir says, klal eino chayav alechat, so klal ezehu klalosha Rabbi Meir, oh, that must be some other case, which is, going back to the Mishnah, if you notice the Mishnah gave, and I wrote it at the top, there's two cases, right? So his klal goes back to case number one, which is, shvua she'ein lachem biyadi. If you say a general statement, ein lachem biyadi, that's what he means when he says klal here. So if klal, and he just gave it in one statement without specifying individuals, lo lecha, right? Whether he says with above, without above, right? So if you say one general statement, then you're chayav one. But if you start saying lo lecha, vilo lecha, vilo lecha, or lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, any kind of lecha adding, not you, not you, not you, you're going to be chayav. And Rabbi Yehuda says you're only chayav on each individual one if you use the vav to combine them. Okay, which is the opposite logic of what we said of Rabbi Meir in the first one, right? That Rabbi Meir was saying the vav dafka separates. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda's shita as the vav combines, right? According to all the opinions, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita both in the beginning and then, you know, both Shmuel's position and Rabbi Yochanan's position. So now we're going to go through where they get this from. B'mai kamiflige. So what's their machloka based on? Shmuel diek mi breita, Rabbi Yochanan diek mi matznitin. Okay, Shmuel is based on mostly the nusach of the breita, whereas Rabbi Yochanan is mostly based on the nusach of the Mishnah. How so? We're going to go through each one. Shmuel diek mi breita. Midika Amar Rabbi Yehuda vilo lecha prata have, right? That's what, in the Braita, again, you can put it all on the sheet so you can just reference it very easily here. When Rabbi Meir says, right, klal, you're not chayav alecha, prat, you're chayav al kol echat v'echat, and comes Rabbi Yoshua and he disagrees and says, well, in this case, you're chayav al kol echat v'echat, right? It sounds like he's disagreeing with the case of Rabbi Meir when Rabbi Meir said you're only chayav one. And he comes and says, no, 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 I think you're chayav on each one. So he's diyeg mi brayta mi dika amar Rabbi Yehuda v'lo lecha prata have michlal. From here you can infer what? Dishame le Rabbi Meir da amar klal have. He heard that Rabbi Meir viewed that case as a klal, right? Rabbi Meir says if you add the vav, it's viewed as one whole unit. V'amar le Rabbi Yehuda prata have. And Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, no, no, I disagree. If you use the vav, it means it's prat. V'Rabbi Yochanan amar. And how does Rabbi Yochanan react to this proof of his? Travaihu le Rabbi Meir prata have, va'amar le Rabbi Yehuda bivilo modina lecha, bivilo lecha modina lecha, bilo lecha pagina nalach. So really, what it, right? This is the way Rabbi Yochanan reads the Braita. That Rabbi Meir said prat chayav kol echat ve'echat, and he meant lo lecha and vilo lecha. And there he said, in other words, instead of saying that. You have to, the first case of the Braita, Rabbi Meir says, klal, you're chayav only one. And prat, you're chayav on each individual. Okay? So the first obvious way of reading it is that when Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, you're chayav on each one, he must be disagreeing about the case where Rabbi Meir said, you're chayav only one. Right? So that's where Shmuel comes in. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. He's actually disagreeing about the line about the prat. Okay? Even though the line about the prat says you're chayav on each individual one, Rabbi Yochanan's assumption is you're chayav on each individual one in lo lecha and vilo lecha, both those cases. And comes Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, you're only chayav in the case of vilo lecha. And as I agree with you, and that is, and then what's strange, and we're going to see it in a minute, that it's Dafka bringing the case where he agrees with him and not the case where he disagrees with him. But what he's saying is, only in Velo Lecha, I'm going to agree with you. But if it was Lo Lecha, then I'm going to view it all as one statement. Okay? So that's what that's how Rabbi Yochanan has to, and as I'll say it like this, it's not the pshat of the Braita, but that's how Rabbi Yochanan has to read it. So he says like this, Rabbi Yochanan amar travayel le Rabbi Meir prata habe, va'amra le Rabbi Yehuda, bivelo lecha modina lecha, bivelo lecha pogina nalach, right? I agree with you about velo lecha, I disagree with you about lo lecha, without the vav. Shmuel, so what's Shmuel going to say back to Rabbi Yochanan about this? Ado odile iduye, liflugale iflugu. In other words, if why would you mention the part where he's moded to him? You should better off mention the part where he disagrees with him, right? He should have said, Shmuel lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, eino chayav elacha. That's really what he should have brought that case, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Braita is a little complicated, according to Rabbi Yochanan's read. For Rabbi Yochanan, so now we have to show where does Rabbi Yochanan get his statement from. Diyek mi matnitin. He proves it from the Mishnah. Now, again, Rabbi Yochanan's assumption is, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. So if Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, then the Tanakama's opinion in the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So what does he say? Midika Amar in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, okay, look again at the first chart on the page. What does Rabbi Meir say? Shvua she'en lachem biyadi, case number one, right? That's a klala have. Okay, right? That's the case where you're only chayav elachat. But as soon as you say shvua en lachem biyadi v'lo lacha v'lo lacha, what does he say? Chayava kol echat ve'achat. So you can't say that in that case, right? Look at Rabbi Shmuel said that case is a klal, but that doesn't match Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah at all. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah specifically said, again, assuming Tanakam is Rabbi Meir, and I say that assuming because we're going to see he's going to obviously have to answer. I don't think that that's Rabbi Meir. Okay. So assuming that's Rabbi Meir says explicitly in the Mishnah, if you say lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha. Right, which Shmuel tried to say, that's a klal according to Rabbi Meir, and you're only chayav one. It says explicitly in the Mishnah that you're eino chayav, right? You're chayav a kol echat ve'echat. So it doesn't make any sense. So he mitikam Rabbi Meir shvur shen lechem biyadi klala have michlag ve'lo lecha prat have. Right, so we can infer that lo lecha is a prat, and therefore you're chayav on each one. De'isal kadatav, because if you wanted to say ve'lo lecha is a klala have. Here he even says it better. He says, forget about, well, I don't know better. I'm not sure why he doesn't prove it from the Tanakam Chayav HaKol Echad V'Echad. But he's saying, even in the basic case, the first case which nobody really disagrees with is Shvur She'en Lechem Biyadi Klum Eino Chayav El Echad. That's the Stam Mishnah. So we're going to assume that's Rabbi Meir. Now that line, if you thought that you're Eino Chayav El Echad, not only if you say Shvur She'en Lechem Biyadi, but also if you say, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, then the Mishnah obviously should have told you the less obvious case. Okay? It should have said, so here, let's read it inside. Isa kadatach v'lo lecha klala have, if you thought v'lo lecha, also you're eino chayav ela achat. Ademash v'lan shfuah she'en lechem biyadi, why would you give us that case? Nishmina shfuah lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. And then you would know, kol shekein shfuah she'en lechem biyadi. Right? If you say, I swear I don't have for you, and for you, and for you, and for you, and you're not chayav, you're only chayav one, then obviously if you say, in lechem biyadi klum, you'd only be chayav one. So it doesn't make sense to have brought that case, it should have brought the other case. V'shmuel omar, kol ha'omer lo lecha, I'm sorry, kol ha'omer v'lo lecha, ki omer shvush in lechem biyadi dami. He views those two things as no different. In other words, we think, oh, v'lo lecha sounds like maybe you're adding. He says, those two things to me are one and the same. It's not like one is a bigger chiddush than the other. To me, they're equal. So they chose one case as opposed to the other. So that doesn't bother Shmuel. Okay, Tnan. Now we're going to bring a number of difficulties on Shmuel. You can see there's four kushiyot there on the bottom of the page. Okay, according to Shmuel Shita, again, what do we say? Shmuel says, if you say v'lo lecha, Rabbi Meir views that as a klal, right? That's your only chai of one. So now he's going to bring a debate, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with him. But if you say lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, then Rabbi Meir is going to view that as a prat. So now what does he say? Tnan. It says in the Mishnah, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, okay, which seems to imply what? In the Mishnah it says, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, chayava kol echat ve'achat. Right? So if you're chayava kol echat, forget it, right? That's where I started going before, but really it's the question now, which is, Rabbi Meir says it explicitly. You're chayav kol echad ve'echad, and he wants to say you're chayav on all of them. So what does he say? Tnei lo lecha. Change it. It's not lo lecha v'lo lecha. It's a mistake in the Mishnah. It should read lo lecha, lo lecha. Okay, there was a bit of confusion. So then he says, fine. Maybe you want to change the words there, but tashma, look at the next line. Okay, the next case, ten li pikadon, utsum et yad, v'gezel, v'aveda. Okay, and what does it say? Your eino chayav el achat. Right? So tnei, tsumet yad, gezel, aveda. Okay, again, take out the vav. Tashma, ten li chitin usorim v'kosmin. So again, what does he say? Tnei, sorim, kosmin, take out the vav. So now, after asking these three questions, giving these three answers, the Gemara asks like this, v'hai tana kol hachi, shabish, Tani Ba'azil, and what you're going to say, every single place, this is such a messed up Mishnah, that in every line they added Havav by accident? Come on. So what are the answer? Elaha Mane. Okay, our whole assumption was that this was Rabbi Meir, and the Stam Mishnah, all these cases are Rabbi Meir. No, Ha Mane Rebihi. Da Amar, Loshna Kezayit, Kezayit, Veloshna Kezayit, Vikezayit, Prata Havi. This is in the Din of Pigul. I don't want to get into the details because we'll never get through the daf. But Pigul, you have to have machshava, right? If you have the wrong machshava of place, of time, when you're going to eat it, or where you're going to eat it, it's pasul. But there's a way that if you have a machshava to eat something that's already pasul, so if you say kezayit, vikezayit, and you say kezayit, kezayit, I'm not going to get into the details. The point is that he views, if you had your machshava, interesting, he views machshava as you spoke it out loud. It's not just machshava you had it in your head, but you said, I'm going to eat the kezayit and the kezayit, and you bring them together, you say kezayit, kezayit, or kezayit, big kezayit, we're going to view the whole thing as one, okay, for the din of pigul. Okay, I'm not going to get into the details of what this is, but the point is that Rebbe has this shita where he doesn't distinguish between vav and with a vav and without a vav, and therefore when the Mishnah used the vav, it wasn't Rabbi Meir's shita, it was Rebbe himself. Okay, Rebbe himself, who wrote the Mishnah, wrote the Stam Mishnah in his Shita, even though generally we say it's Rabbi Meir's Shita, but his Shita is that Vav without a Vav, okay, and that disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir obviously thinks there's a difference with a Vav without a Vav. Okay, that's how he would explain it. Again, this is just according to Shmuel. Tashma, another question on Shmuel. Midide, but fine. So if you want to say all the questions we asked until now, anyway, were Rebbe, they weren't Rabbi Meir. In other words, we've now rejected all the questions, really, and said, you can't ask from that, the Stam Mishnah, because the Stam Mishnah maybe wasn't really Rabbi Meir. But let's learn from Rabbi Meir himself. What does Rabbi Meir himself say? Rabbi Meir Omer, okay, in our Mishnah, he appears Bishmo, Afilu chita v'seora v'kosemet chayava kol echad v'echad. Here he says, even if you say chita v'seora v'kosemet, if you say that, you're chayava kol echad v'echad, so here you see the vav, right? Vav is viewed as each individual and not one whole thing. Okay? By the way, I think I said it the opposite before. All those cases he was quoting in the Mishnah, lo lechava, lo lechava, lo lechava, or teni pikadon, v'tzumat yad v'gezel, all those are chayav on each individual. And Rabbi Meir is the one, according to Shmuel, who holds that they're all viewed as one thing. I think I said it the opposite by accident. So now, again, we're going to say, here Rabbi Meir says explicitly, you want to say those cases weren't Rabbi Meir, but this is Rabbi Meir, where he says, if you use the vav, you're chayav kol echad v'echad. So what do we say? Tnei chitaso rakosevet. So now they say, oh, so now forget about saying there were three mistakes. There was only really one mistake in the Mishnah, and it was right there when they gave Rabbi Meir Shita. They added the vav by accident. So then they say, but wait, my afilu, according to this, afilu chita v'sora v'kosemet, they right now understand to mean, okay, we understood it differently when we read the Mishnah, and that's how eventually the Gemara is going to explain what the afilu is. But the afilu, they understand, is saying, not only if you say chita seora kosemet, but even if you say chita v'seora v'kosemet, you're going to be chayav on each individual, which goes exactly against Shmuel's view of Rabbi Meir, which is that the vav joins them all together and views them all as one. So why would it say afilu then? I'm Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ika, afilu chita, and as if you say it's a mistake, and it really means just chita sora kosemet, then you're saying only in that case, Rabbi Meir is saying, you're going to be chayav on each individual, but if you added the vav, you wouldn't be. So what's the afilu? So he says, no, the afilu isn't relating to the vav issue. The afilu is relating to the chita issue. Remember, even if you say chita sora kosemet, this is how we understood it, right? Meaning one grain, right, which one grain, you're obviously not going to be chayav, it's not a shavah pruta. Afilu chita b'chlal chitin, usora b'chlal sorim, b'kosem b'chlal kosmim. Meaning, you don't only have to say chitim, sorim, kosmim, even if you say chita, sora, kosemet, you obviously mean multiple chitim, multiple sorim, multiple placenta. I don't know how you say it. You definitely don't say it that way. But anyway, each one, right? It doesn't mean you mean one. You didn't obviously mean one grain. Okay, and that has nothing to do with our issue at all. Okay, so in the end, we don't have a question on Rabbi Meir because we can say that it is actually a mistake and it shouldn't be with the vav. And once we say it should be with the vav, we can carry that through. It's not a problem with the word afidu. Okay, next case in the Mishnah. So that was all two different interpretations of what the machloka Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda is in this braita. Okay, tainli pikadon utsumet yad gezav aveda sheyesh li biyadcha. Okay, so now they say tainli schitinu sorim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, pruta mikulam mitzterefet. In all these cases, if you have, let's say, you need a pruta, you need it to be a shevet pruta in order to be a claim. A claim under shevet pruta doesn't count for anything. It has to be a shevet pruta. What if you said, give me the chitim and the sorim and the kosmin, and you didn't have enough of each, but you did altogether claim that the guy owed you a shevet pruta of a combination of those things, or an aveda and a gezel and a pikadon and all those things. So they could be mitzterefet. So now they say, plige barav acha v'rabina. Chalamar aprate mechayev, aklale lo mechayev. Now we're getting into a different thing, which is, we saw this at some other point, I'm trying to remember where, but if you say, shvu she'en lecha biyadi, right, and then you say, gezel, aveda, pikadon, sumet yad, so do you mean, how many are you going to be chayav? Are you going to be chayav on the gezel, aveda, pikadon, and sumet yad? Or are you also going to be chayav on when you say shvur she'ein lecha biyadi? Is there also a general shvur here? So is it viewed as four or five? Or let's say chitim, right? Shvur she'ein lecha biyadi, kosmin, sorim, chitim. So is that three or is it four? Because is there a general? Are you saying I don't have anything of yours in my hands? Not chitim, sorim, or kosmin, which would end up being four shvur. So there's a debate about whether we view this as a prate mechayve, a klali lo mechayve. You're chayav on each individual thing you disclaim, but not on the general, the fact that you just say, I don't have anything in my hands of yours. Or, chanamar a klali nami mechayve. The other one says, no, you're chayav both on the fact that you started denying the claim in general, and then you denied it specifically. So you're chayav on the general and the specific. So now they're going to question the second approach, saying that you also chayav on the klal. V'hatani Rabbi Chiya, didn't Rabbi Chiya say about the chitin, sorin, and kosmin case, harekan chamesh esrei chataot, you have to bring if five people claim that you have their chitin, sorin, kosmin, and then you say, I swear, I don't have chitin, sorin, kosmin, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo, let's say, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, then, right, and up to five. So now, how many are going to be chayav? 15. What does that prove? That you're only chayav on, right, you're chayav for each individual person, five, and for each claim you make, chitin, sorin, kosmin, 5 times 3, 15. So what do you see here? Imita, if you would also be chayav on the klal, esrim havyan, you'd be chayav 20, because you'd also be chayav on the fact that you said, I don't owe you anything, you'd be chayav also on that. So they say, no, you could just say very simply, when Rabbi Chiya said that braita, haitana deprate kachashiv, deklale lo kachashiv. He wasn't counting the general one. He was only counting the specific. Okay, it's not a great answer, because you would think he's trying to tell you how many you have in general, but I guess he's trying to say, look, there's three specific things against this, and it's against five specific people, so let's do, that's 15. But he wasn't even talking about the general. Again, it's a weak answer. V'hatani Rabbi Chiya, doesn't Rabbi Chiya say, harekan esrim chataot? Ah, but doesn't he say in another braita that there's 20 chataot that you're supposed to bring, which would mean, oh, you do have to bring an additional one for everybody. So what did they answer? Oh, no. When he said esrim chataot, which case was he referring to? That one was talking about where there's four times five, right? There were four claims, not the chitin, sorin, and kosmin, where there were only three. There were four. That's why it has nothing to do with this general one. Ba'minei Rav Amir Rav Nachman. Hayu chamisha tovim oto, v'amru lo, tein lanu pikadon, sumaya, v'gezav aveda sheyesh lanu biyadcha. This is going to be very similar to what we just saw. Rava asked Rav Nachman, he says, if there were five people claiming, you had, give us your pikadon, sumaya, gezav aveda, that you have of ours. Amar le'echad mehem, and he says to one of them, shvua she'en lecha biyadi pikadon, sumaya, gezav aveda, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. Okay, and then he says it to everybody. Mahu. Achad amichayev. Is he responsible to pay one person, since he turned to one person and said, I don't have for you, pikadon sumet yad. So for that person, he has to give four korbanot for the for the four things he said, pikadon, sumat, ya, gezel, aveda. And then the additional four, since he said, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, four for each, in other words, one for each only, because he didn't say the words pikadon, those four things for all those four people, in which case he'd have to bring eight korbanot. Or was the words pikadon, sumaya, gezel, and aveda referring to all four of them, in which case he'd have to bring 16 korbanot chatan, right? Four for each one. Tashma, let's learn the answer from here. Detani Rabbi Chia, hare kan esrim chataot. And what's the case of esrim chataot? Hechidami. Idiparish, if it's that he said, Ein lecha v'yadi pikadon sumaya gezel v'aveda lo lecha. Ve'ein lecha v'yadi sumaya pikadon aveda, right? And then you specify for each one. So, Rabbi Chia minyana atalashmuina. What Rabbi Chia is just telling us how to do simple math, right? And as we know, if you say, I don't have for you all these four things, I don't have for you all these four things, I know. Obviously then, right, it must be Elalav dilo parish. It must be that Rabbi Chia was talking about a case where he said exactly the question that Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, right? Exactly the question that Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, which is, what if you say, I don't have in my hands an aveda pikadon, gezel, whatever, sumet yad, not for you, not for you, not for you, not for you. And he doesn't go over the four again. So, you know, the four things for each person. So therefore, that must be where Rabbi Chia said, Yochai v'srim chataot, and therefore, Ushma minat prata have. Therefore, we learn that you wouldn't bring eight, you'd actually bring 16. Or 20. There's five people. That's why you bring 20. I was stuck with the four. Right. I got confused. I'll tell you why. I just want to make sure I was clear. First, you bring four for the first person, because you said the four things, and then there's four additional people. That's why I got confused with the four. There's four additional people, and for each of those four, you bring a separate chatat. So altogether, if you had to bring for each of them, there were five people, four items, so it would be 20. I made a mistake when I said 16. Okay. Now we're going back to the knas part of our Mishnah. Anas tu bititet biti. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My time at Rabbi Shimon. Okay, let's go back for a minute. We had this machloket, Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon said the onus in mifata case is knas, and because it's knas, there's no shvuat pikadon on it, right? If you deny it, you don't have to bring a korban, you're not chayav. Because so it's knas. Chachamim said, no, it's not only knas, there's also boshet and pgam. So if there's boshet and pgam, those are payments that are mamon. So since there's mamon payments included here, therefore there is a shvuat pikadon on it, okay? You're responsible. So now we have to explain, if there is mamon, so how could Rabbi Shimon say it's knas and ignore the mamon aspect? So my time I drew Shimon ho il the ikar knas hu tovea. The main thing you're doing when you're claiming that you raped my daughter or you seduced my daughter, the main claim the guy is making is about the knas. It's true there's additional boshet and gam payments that are mamon, but the main claim is the knas, and therefore he views it by the main thing, and since the main thing is knas, therefore it's not relevant to shvuat apikad. Amarava, mashal de Rabbi Shimon lema davar domeh. Let's give a mashal for what he's saying, that the main thing is the knas. L'adam shamar l'chavero, ten l'chitinu sorim v'kosmim sheyesh l'biyadcha. Right, funny they should bring up this case. So give me a chitin sorim v'kosmim that I have in your hands. Amar lo, shfuah she'en l'cha b'yadi chitin. Ve'esh tekach d'chitin hu d'leile, aval sorim v'kosmim itle, d'patur. D'chi ish d'ba'a chitin, akush d'mishtaba. So now what happens? The guy swears and says what? He swears that I don't have chitin, and it turns out he did. Okay? But it turns out he actually didn't have chitin. In other words, the guy claims you owe me three things. He says, I swear I don't have one of them. He didn't swear about the rest. And he was actually telling the truth about the one he swore about. That he, in fact, seemingly denied the claim about the other things, but he didn't actually swear about them. So therefore, since what he's d'chi'eshed by, he swore about the chitin, and there he swore truthfully, therefore this isn't considered shvuat pikadon. So Amrle Abai says, what kind of a comparison are you making? Mitame, hatam b'chitin kakafrele, b'sorim b'kosmim lo kakafrele. This is not a good comparison, because what you were trying to say is compare the knas and the mamon. And that really, he was only denying the knas, even though there is also mamon payment. But he's saying, but when he denied in the rape case, he denied it falsely. In our case, he denied it truthfully. He just didn't relate to the other things, but he denied it truthfully. So I don't like your comparison. Hacha bekula miltu to kakaparle. In our case, he denied the whole thing. He denied the Yodim Knas, and he denied that he owed him the boshet and the pagam, and it was all a lie. Halo damya ella. It's more similar to this. Lo mer lechavero ten lechitinu sarim bekosmim sheyesh lebiadcha. So give me, right, the chitim that I owe you, that you owe me. Shvua she'en lecha biyadi klal. Okay, and then he says, I don't have anything. V'ishtekach dechitin hu delele, ha-sorim v'kosmin itle. De'mechayech. Okay, then what are we going to say? Right, he denies he has any of them, but it turns out he did have some, he didn't have all of them. Okay? Ela, okay, so therefore it's more similar to that case. Ela kiyata rabin, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, l'divar Rabbi Shimon, knas hu tovea v'lo boshet u'pgam. L'divrei chachamim, af boshet u'pgam u'tovea. In other words, what Abai is setting up is that it makes no sense what Rabbi Shimon's saying. Because if you say you denied part of the claim, you didn't deny the whole claim, but you still denied part of the claim. So if what he's saying is it's like Rabbi Shimon's saying, you denied that you owed him knas, you just, you know, maybe you didn't, I'm trying to think, maybe you didn't owe him the goshen and the pgam, right? According to Abaye, he's saying, the point is like this. If he was denying just knas, right, it's just, what Abaye is saying is that really, Rabbi Shimon's, the reason you gave for Rabbi Shimon makes no sense. Because what's Rabbi Shimon saying? There's knas and there's mamon, okay? But the ikar is the knas. So when he denies the knas, he's only, and as when he denies he owes him anything, he's really only denying the knas, okay? Just like when he says, chitim in sa'orim, he's denying everything, but really he was only denying, right, only part of it was not true, right? Because part of it was true. So it's like saying only part of it, and the part of the knas is irrelevant to us. So Abai is saying it doesn't make any sense to say that if you denied only part of it, that you wouldn't be chayav shvuah b'kadin. You did deny, whether you meant to or not, you denied mamon. In other words, by coming there, you did deny mamon. Let me say it like this. By saying that we're ignoring the mamon part is like saying, if you say, I don't have anything, and it was only chitim that you didn't have, and you actually did have, it was only chitin you were lying about and the rest you didn't. It's like saying this. You know, we're ignoring the fact that you denied the mamon. Okay? We're just ignoring that. Because if we don't ignore the fact that you're if we look at the fact that you're denying mamon, then there is a shvuat pikadon because it's on mamon. So Abai is saying it makes no sense that we're going to ignore the mamon aspect. The mamon is part of it. You can't ignore it. You can't just say, oh, well, it's true you lied about chitin, but you didn't lie about the other part, so it's okay. So therefore, we have to give a different explanation. So comes Rabin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and says, L'divrei Rabbi Shimon, knas hu tovea b'lo boshet u'pgam. Rabbi Shimon's saying he's only coming for knas. He's not coming for boshet u'pgam. And that's why we can view it that he's denying the entire claim, and the entire claim is all knas, and we don't care about knas. But L'divrei Chachamim af boshet u'pgam u'tovea. So it's a debate about what he's actually claiming. B'mai kam b'flegei amar papa, Rabbi Shimon savar, lo shavik ini midi dekitz, v'tava midi delo kitz. This is interesting. Boshet and Pgam all depends on the status of the woman, the status of the man who raped her. That Boshet and Pgam are things that are subjective, okay? Whereas Ones and Mefate, the Knas payment, is a set amount that says in the Torah. So therefore, we're going to say that Rabbi Shimon says, when you come to court to claim you raped my daughter or you seduced my daughter, you're really coming about the payment that's a set amount. You're not coming about something that could, you know, fluctuate and it's not clear what you're actually going to get. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, you're really only coming for the knas. But Rabbanan Savre, lo shavik midi dechimode be lo miftar, v'tava midi dechimode be miftar. Why would you come if you have a mamon payment and a knas payment, even though, right, we're saying the knas payment was a set amount, so it's stronger. But no, a mamon payment is much stronger. Because if the guy comes to court, if you go try to bring a guy to court and then he admits it, he's actually going to be exempt from the knas. So why would you come and only go for the knas when the guy might have just admitted in court before the witnesses come and be exempt entirely? Right? You'd rather come and get the mamon payment of the boshet and pgam. And that's the machloka of Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim as to what the person's actually going to court about. Okay? Hajan lach shvuata pikadon. Now we're starting shvuata dayanim. Before we start, we have to define what shvuata dayanim. So there's a debate about it. There's three oaths that they make you take in court. One is a shvua moda b'miktzah, which we've come across a lot. Okay, what's the reason for moda b'miktzah? We have to review this before we start. The assumption is, if I lent you money, and you come and say, I only owe you 50, let's say I say you owe me 100, and you say I only owe you 50, the point is, why are you saying I only owe you 50? You would never lie to my face, because that's embarrassing. I lent you money, and you're going to deny that I owe you anything. Really, you want to deny the whole claim, but you're not willing to, because ena dami'iz pana b'fnei bal chovo. You're not going to, right, someone who lent you money, you're not going to lie entirely. And therefore, you say, okay, I do owe you, so as not to lie. And what you really mean is, I actually do owe you the money, the whole amount, but you lie about part of it, and as you're not willing to lie fully, so you say I owe you part, but the assumption is that you just want to push off paying the rest of it. So we're suspect of you that you actually really do owe the whole amount, okay? The point is we're suspect. And that's why we make you take a shvuah in court to deny the whole, you know, to deny the part that you're denying, you know, and really to swear about it, because we think you're actually lying just to push off paying the money because you don't have the money right now. So that's that shvuah. The second shvuah is shvuah eid echad. If there's eid echad in a mamon case and, you know, not two eidim, so eid echad is machayev shvuah. And the third is, I'm blanking right now. The shomrim. Okay, if a shomer chinam is watching an item, let's just give him his example, and anything that you're putra for is a shomer, right? If you're putra for gneva, so if I'm watching your item and it gets stolen from my house and I was watching it for no money, then I can claim it was stolen, but since we're worried that maybe I just kept it for myself, they make me swear in court that it was stolen or it got lost. Okay, so some people say shvuah dayanim applies to all these, but a lot of people say that shvuah dayanim really only applies to moda b'miktzah. What we're really talking about is moda b'miktzah, okay? And that's the main topic of our parak. Hata'ana shteh kesef v'hoda'a b'sheva pruta. There's a shir about what, in order to be mechayev you a shvuah, there has to be a certain amount of money debated here. And this is the amount of money. Now, there's a debate about this. The ta'ana is the ta'ana of the person claiming you owe me money, or is it the ta'ana of how much you're claiming you don't owe the person? Okay? You're saying, I don't owe you this amount of money. Whichever one it is, it has to be shtei kesef. Okay? Shtei kesef is two silver kesef, which is two ma'a with an ayin. Okay? That's what it's called. It's a third of a dinar. And a hoda'a b'sheva pruta. Okay? Now this is, b'sheva pruta is, okay, 32 prutot is a me'ah, so it's 64 prutot. So it's basically 64 prutot, right? The claim is 1/64th of the claim. If I have the math right, I think that's what it is, okay? So it's a very, you know, what you have to do is there has to be a claim of a certain amount of money. Let's assume we go with the approach that it's what the person claims you owe him. And then you admit, moda b'miktzah really means b'miktzah. It's not like half. Like the classic case they always say, you say 50 out of 100. But it could even be much less, okay? Much less of a ratio. Vim eino da'a mimin hata'ana patur. Now we're going to see all cases where you don't have a shvuah b'miktzah. If you claim chitim and I say I have sewing, okay, that's not otomim. Ketzad shtei kesef yesh li biyadcha ein lecha biyadi ela pruta patur. Okay, if you start using, you talk about shtei kesef versus a pruta, you're patur. Shtei kesef upruta yesh li biyadcha ein lecha biyadi ela pruta chayav. But if you say two kesef and a pruta you have of mine, and I say only a pruta, well, that's already mimin hatana, because you were talking about a pruta, okay, even though you combined it with shteh kesef. Mana li biyadcha, en lecha biyadi, patur. Okay, if you say you deny the whole claim, you're patur. Mana li biyadcha, en lecha biyadi, ela chamishim dinar chayav. Okay, if you say mana is 100 dinarim, and you say only o chamishim dinarim, then you're chayav. Mana la abba biyadcha. What if you say my father lent you money, okay? Now, what's the difference in this case? The difference is there's no issue of ein adam me'iz panav b'fnei baal chovo, because the baal chov is no longer there. So if you say you lent money to my father, and he says, ein lecha biyadi ela chamishim dinar, he's patur, mipnei shu kemeshiv aveda. Because in this case, he's basically like returning lost money because the guy has no claim against him. In other words, there's no proof that the father lent him money, and there's no issue of ein adam me'iz panav, so basically he doesn't have to swear. Mana li biyadcha amar lo hein Okay, he says, yes, you're right, I owe you money. Limachar marlo tneuli. Okay, and then to the next day he says, okay, give me the money that you admitted you owed me yesterday. And he says, nitativ lecha, I already gave it back to you. Patur. He's patur because really he could have paid it back in the interim. The fact that he admitted it yesterday doesn't mean anything. Ein lecha biyadi. Right. If he says, Ein lecha biyadi, I don't know what you're talking about, I never borrowed money, and he had admitted it yesterday, then chayav. Here it means chayav to pay, not chayav to take a shvua. Manali biyad chamar lohein. He says, okay, same case, right? You owe me money, and he says, you're right, I do. Al titneu li ela be'edim. Don't give it back to me unless there's witnesses. Limachar marlo tneuli, and he says, Netativ lecha, chayav, mevdesh tzarich li no be'edim. He already made a condition that you have to do it with edim, and therefore, if he claims, I paid you back yesterday, and there's no edim, then, you know, you can't claim that. Litra zahav yesh libiad, chabein lecha biyadi, ela litra kesef, patur. Okay, again, we're talking, litra is a weight, so it's a weight of silver versus a weight of gold, so that's not mimina ta'ana. Dinar zahav yesh libiadcha ve'en lecha biyadi ala dinar kesef utreso to pundi or to pruta chayav shakol min matbeachad. Okay, this we're going to have to get into in the Gemara, where they say these are all part of one type of currency, and therefore we're going to view it all the same. Kor tfuah yesh libiadcha en lecha biyadi ala lechtach kitnit patur. You say you have a kor of tfuah, that's a volume measurement, and he says, no, it was only a half a kor. Okay, but it was of kitnit and not of tfuah, so kitnit is not part of tfuah, so you're patur. But kor peirot yesh libiadcha, ein libiadi ala letach kitnit chayav, because a kitnit bichal peirot. Kitnit is in the general category of peirot, and therefore, yeah, it's considered included. Tanu chitim v'odala b'sorim, patur. Okay, if you claim chitim and he says sorim, you're patur. Rabban Gamliel mechayev. Now we see, even though we said you're not chayav if it's not mimina tana, the assumption here is that Rabban Gamliel disagrees with the entire Mishnah. And he says, whenever you said it's not mimina tana and you're patur, he disagrees. If you claim, if I claim you owe me chitim and you say, oh, you're sorim, you're chayav to take a shvuah. Okay, according to Rabban Gamliel. Okay, we'll end with this last case. Hatoin lechaveru b'kadesh shemen, v'odala b'kankanim. Somebody claims you owe me kadim of shemen, pitchers of oil. And he says, I owe you empty pitchers. Okay? So now there's big debate about how we view this case. Is it that we view it as it's like he claimed two things, kadim and shemen, and therefore it's like the chitim sorim case. So admon omer ho'il v'hodalu miktsat miminatana yishava. The chachamim omerim ein hodah miminatana. Chachamim say, no, this isn't viewed like that. And Amaram Gamliel ro'an yitivrei admon. Okay, he agrees with admon. Or do we claim that he's really viewing it only as you owe me pitchers of oil, you mean the oil. And that's why Chachamim say it's not mimina tana, because we're really focusing only on the oil. Okay? So there's a debate about how to read this exactly. Okay, we'll stop. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Tanu kelim v'karkaot v'hodah b'kelim v'kafar b'karkaot. Okay, now there's no modeh b'miksat on karka. So what if you were towing kelim and karka, and he admitted to the kelim but not to the karka? Is that hodah b'miksat? No, because karka isn't at all involved in modeh b'miksat. Well, seemingly not at all. We'll see in a little bit that it is a little. Or b'karkaot b'kafar b'kelim patur. All of those. It doesn't matter because it's not hodah b'miksat. Hodah b'miktsat ha-karka'ot patur. Let's say you say, I don't owe you kelim, but I owe you a little bit of the karka you claim. You're also patur, because that's modeh b'miktsat of karka. But b'miktsat kelim chayav. Sh'anechasim she'en lehem achariyut, zokikim et ha'nechasim she'esh lehem achariyut lishava aleihem. This means that if you have karka, and we're fighting about this, and I was modeh about part of the kelim, then I'm already chayav on all of the kelim. And once I'm chayav to make a shvuah on the kelim, since together you said kelim and karka, we then made me swear on the karka also. That's a little like zokikim we saw before. Once you're chayav a shvuah, we can make you take a shvuah even on cases where you're not generally chayav a shvuah. Last line. We'll have to understand this only in the Gemara because it's a little confusing. Okay, we don't swear if a cheresh shote and katan claims we owe them money, because they're not considered people with dat. And we don't make a katan swear if he was modeh b'miktsat. But we do make you swear the katan, which doesn't make any sense, because we just said a minute ago, we don't take modeh b'miktsat for a katan. So it's confusing what this means. The Gemara will explain it. And for hektesh, you do. Okay, what's this? This is if you were magdish land. Let's say my land was lean to your loan, and then I was makdish the land, okay? And then you can only demand that land back from the hekdesh if you take a shvua saying that that land was lean to my loan. So there we allow you to take a shvua on hekdesh, okay?